And joining us now is Clark County Commissioner Steve Sisolak on a very, very busy day. Thank you for making time for us, Steve. And we were just talking about the incredible benefits. And who would have thought 2 years ago that we'd be working this way now and having a groundbreaking ceremony?
Well, you guys were there at the beginning, and I thank you for that. And it's been a dream come true for all of us sports fans and people that are interested in the future and what's best for the city. And it's an exciting time. It's a really exciting time and something that people have been looking forward to. And I think they're going to have a great time today. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's ask you one question that Clay and I have been asked all week by people. We really don't have an answer. Maybe you can clear it up for people out there. Joe's driving around in his car today, and he wants to come to the groundbreaking. Can he come?
No.
Okay, so take us through. Take us through this.
My understanding, and I don't know who's exactly on the list, who's not on the list, but it's not open to the public. It's open just by invitation only. They had invited, you know, the other owners and the commissioner and whatnot, and a lot of NFL dignitaries and some local folks and people that were on the Stadium Authority and the Tourism Infrastructure Committee, the legislators that voted, you know, on this issue and that sort of thing. So, but it's not open to the general public now.
What do you expect today to be? I mean, a lot of these are very ceremonial for pictures and whatnot, but what do you want this to define?
Well, I think it's going to define us moving forward. I know that the Raiders, when they do something, they do it first class. I think it's going to be an experience you're not going to forget. I know the media will be there to cover it so everybody will be able to see it. It's one of those things that you can look back on this and say, I remember when they broke ground on the stadium, and, you know, less than 1,000 days later, it'll be finished and we'll be there cutting a ribbon, is the hope. So it's an exciting thing that, you know, a lot of people said this had never happened, they'd never come, but they're coming. We're building a stadium, and they're coming. So we're going to put a lot of people to work starting tomorrow with this stadium groundbreaking.
Clark County Commissioner here, Steve Sisolak, on the press box. Steve, describe how the stadium kind of represents an adjustment for Southern Nevada, that it begins to move away from the reliance on gaming and betting and now event making, that this stadium now really represents the new era of Las Vegas and how this will be propelling it forward for the next couple decades.
Well, it does, and, you know, when I moved here, I've been here a long time. I've been here 41 years. It'll be 42 years in January, and if you'd have asked me then if we'd have ever had an NFL team or a hockey team, I'd have told you no. But I think a lot of this can be directly attributed to Bill Foley, but frankly, when he got the NHL to invest their brand and their name in Las Vegas, it kind of broke that glass ceiling, and you see how they've been received by this community, and people said they wouldn't be well-received, but I've been to numerous games, and it's one of the most exciting places to be when the Knights are in town playing hockey. And then I think that Mark Davis saw this as an opportunity, that his dad's history was in Oakland, and I know Mark loves Oakland and the fans are in the community, but this is now going to be his Las Vegas Raiders. And, you know, I told him he might own them, but this community is his partner in this deal, and the people are so excited to have him here. And it's just taken us to a level now. There aren't many cities that get an NFL franchise. I mean, there's 32. You're looking at, you know, 30 cities. I mean, just 29 cities. It's just a real honor to be considered for a franchise and be able to support a franchise. And like I say, it's going to put a lot of people to work. And everybody here is a transplant, but this gives you a reason to have your own home team to root for. That's pretty exciting.
Before you go, and thanks for the few minutes, update us on the fund. You were a preeminent leader on this victims fund for the shooting. There's no question it went well beyond what you could have ever imagined, but how's that coming along? And take us through, perhaps quickly, some of the disbursement and obviously some of the sad times where people had to use this money to take care of their loved ones.
Well, it's coming along better than Joe and I would have ever, the sheriff and I would have ever anticipated when we started it that fateful morning on October 2nd. We started the fund and put in the first contribution and never imagined we'd have surpassed $11 million, and that's not counting the casino money that they're putting in, which will put it over 20. And there's some other events upcoming, a big concert that we're planning with the Killers and Imagine Dragon that's going to pump a couple more million into it. So it's going to get into the mid to high 20s, and it's just something that we're really proud of, that it's not going to bring anybody back or solve anybody's pain, but it's going to give them some financial freedom with issues they're facing, whether it's a rent payment, a car payment, buy food and so forth and whatnot. And we've turned it over to Ken Feinberg and Jeff Dion, who handle the Pulse Nightclub and the Boston Marathon. And it's all volunteer work. We've got a committee that they appointed that we have no part of, but they're going to come up with a plan for the dispersing of the money and people applying, and everybody's going to be vetted to make sure that there's no shenanigans going on. with individuals, and hopefully we'll get some money in their hands in the relatively near future. But you have to go through processes, and I understand that. But in the meantime, we continue to raise money and do what we can and try to help the folks that were most affected by the tragedy.
That was a wonderful move by you and Joe and the rest of them. We appreciate the few minutes, and we will see you at the groundbreaking.
Look forward to it. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.